This is Audio Mo Day 17, although it's really not the 17th, but I'm a bit behind. So I thought I'd just come in and try and catch up with this. It's not really been a lot going on. It's quite a nice day. I'm in the garden with a cup of tea. It's quite windy and the sun's in and out. But I don't think there's any rain forecast until like overnight. So we're hoping to get out in the garden today and cut the grass and put the weed killer down out the front on the drive, because it just keeps coming back, or they just keep coming back. I went for dialysis yesterday. There was nothing eventful about that. Nothing eventful. They gave me a new dry weight. They lowered it, so I nearly got to that. I'm just 1 point of a litre above it. Well, I was when I left. So I've done that really in 2 days. So that's pretty good. So I'm up at the hospital for another appointment tomorrow, which is not related to my renal stuff. I might talk about it at some point. It's probably not the sort of thing you want to talk about on here, actually, but so I'm not really looking forward to that, but I'll be glad when it's over, because it's something I've got to do for my it is kind of related. It's something I've got to do to get on the transplant list. It's something they identified that it might be a good idea if I had done. So I'm going to do that in the afternoon tomorrow. And honestly, it's all hospital. Then I'm back up the unit on Tuesday. I had a bit of a problem up there on Saturday. My machine flooded, but it was only at the end. So I came off a little bit early, and it didn't really make any difference. But they weren't quite sure where it was coming from. So there were these people going along, drying the floor and saying, is it coming over that way? And yeah, so I don't know what happened the next... I doubt they got that fixed till the next morning, so I expect it put everyone behind again. They didn't know if it was coming from behind the machine or from the pipes, because it's all plumbed in and the water all goes down the drain, or actually under my machine. But my machine wasn't crying, as they say, which means that an awful alarm goes off when there's anything wrong, like if there's a blood clot in the tube or... I don't know, I think if there's something not right, the machine will go off. So it obviously wasn't going to affect me, otherwise it would have done. I got a bit worried at first, because I imagined maybe my blood's going to spill over the floor, but they assured me this was not going to happen. And what was on the floor was only water. And it wasn't... No, will you stop wagging your tail, because you're going to put hairs in my tea. Yeah, so that was a bit strange, but the machines are tested every time they're used. They run a test. They clean it after the one person comes off, and then they run it, and it's tested. Everything in the machine is tested, and if it's not safe or anything, it won't, you know, they can't use it. But it's very computerised, actually. It's got a computer screen on the top, like at the front of it. It's a touch screen. And obviously they operate everything on there. And from there. Last week they showed me the artificial kidney. I had seen one before on the dialysis information day a few years ago, before I started on the other PD. But that one was a big one, and it was cut in half. And you could feel, so you could see or feel, in my case, the little filters. It feels like velvet. I hope I didn't already tell you all this, but if I did, I'm sorry. And then they showed me one. They didn't get it out of the packet, because obviously they can't use it if someone's touched it. And I didn't want to waste it. I don't know how much they cost. I imagine they're not that cheap. And they use a different one every time, because everyone has a different size. Now, the sizes range from the smallest at 60, then you've got 80, 100, 110, 120. I'm 80. So, there you go. And they work it out on size and weight, and what size your kidneys would be, as to what size kidney you would need on the machine. So it's quite technical. I'm sure these machines are a lot different to when they first started doing it. I wonder what they were like then. And I'd love to know how much they cost. And I did ask, but she didn't know. There must be thousands anyway. I would imagine. Well, I don't know, but I was going to say it's a bit like a glorified washing machine, but it is a bit more technical than that. Only it washes your blood instead of your knickers. Anyway, I think on that note, I think I'm going to go and do something. So I'll speak to you all later for the next instalment of Audio Mo. So I think this was day 17.